going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What's going on with the Browns? And we bring in super friend to the show, Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. And of course, she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. Okay, so do you have like two counters in your hand, like those old-fashioned little things where you can see on my right hand, I'm going to snap it if Shador takes a throw here, and if Gabriel takes one, I'm going to go the other. Is that how the weekend was?
No.
I
didn't go. I mean, I watched both of them very, very closely on the 2 days that we were out there, but I didn't really chart each pass or anything like that. It's rookie mini camp, you know. They're in shorts. They're practicing against tryout guys. They're throwing to players they don't even know their names half the time. So you can glean some things from a rookie mini camp, but you cannot make sweeping generalizations about what you just saw.
Okay. What stood out to you about Dylan Gabriel? What stood out to you about Shedeur Sanders?
Well, I think they both showed arm strength that was, I would say, comparable. I thought they both looked very efficient. I did not think that one was head and shoulders above the other by any stretch of the imagination. And I think if you can see some of the reviews, some people said Shador was the clear-cut winner. Other people said Dylan was the clear-cut winner. Other people thought they were sort of tied and both did some good things. So because of that, I think it would be really hard to say, oh, one of these guys was head and shoulders above the other. I just didn't see it like that at all. I thought, like I said, I thought they both made good decisions. Again, it's easier to make good decisions when you don't have Myles Garrett or someone bearing down on you. So we have to take all of this with a grain of salt right now. The ball came out well. It had nice spin on it. It, for the most part, went to the right place. There were not a ton of balls on the ground. There were some. Dylan was picked off by Carson on day two. But those things are going to happen in practices. I thought Shador threw the deep ball really well. We knew that he could do that. I watched him do that at his showcase. And, you know, there were also a couple of wobblers here and there that occasionally will happen with him. But it was about what I expected it to be. Pretty efficient, pretty good on the part of both guys, and pretty even between the two of them.
So let me ask you a little deeper question than that. You've been watching Browns quarterbacks for decades. You know what you're looking for. You know what you're looking at. Did either one of these guys look like more than a third or fifth round draft choice who might be an interesting guy to develop, who might become a backup? In other words, did you think this guy could be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that you get a much better idea of that when you see them against pro competition. It really is very difficult to say how they might stack up against Denzel Ward and Martin Emerson and Myles Garrett and those guys without actually seeing it. And even when we do see it, I think we need to exercise a little bit of caution and pump the brakes even a little bit in training camp, because you can have a training camp phenom. We've seen it time and time and time again. What really matters is how you process when the game is going on and when the lights are on and when the fur is flying. It's how you process and how you make decisions. And that's why the Browns told us from the outset, that's what they were looking for, a decision maker, a really good decision maker. And I think that is one of the things that they absolutely love about Dylan Gabriel, that when they have seen him on film in a game situation, they like how he processes. And so we're not going to really know some of the answers to some of those questions for a while yet.
What can the coaches really learn about two young quarterbacks, and how are they like weighing the scales of justice with their two veteran quarterbacks that we're going to see here real soon?
Well, once again, first of all, you want to see how they are assimilating the offense. How are they picking it up? How are they taking what they learned in the meeting room and in the walkthroughs out onto the field and putting it on the grass? They can see things that we can't in that regard. We don't know what they just were told to do in the meeting room. And if they were told, hey, throw some caution to the wind here, or and just, you know, this is what we want to see in this particular drill. We don't know. I mean, usually that's not what they would say. They usually don't want you to think about just letting it all, you know, go out there and not worry about protecting the football, because that is paramount this season, is protecting that ball. But they are told to do certain things on certain days, and there's certain parts of the install that are going in that we don't really know about. But that's what they want to see. They want to be able to see how are these guys gathering the information, taking it out there, putting it on the grass, and executing it on the football field. And then I think that they are going to do a really good job of dividing up reps in the early going. They have to. They have to have some apples to apples comparisons. They cannot let's say Kenny Pickett be out there throwing to Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku and think they're going to get an equal evaluation if Shador is throwing to, you know, Luke and Cade and the tryout guys that just made the team yesterday. So they have to be careful about that, and they have to make sure that they're giving them equal chances. And I think they will. I think they have a good plan for that. And that is where they will be able to put that film side by side and see how these guys are doing.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Mason Graham, how did he look to you?
Well, I did spend a whole lot of time watching the quarterbacks the first couple of days. But what I did see of Mason Graham, I mean, he looked the part. He was as expected. When I watched him in certain drills on against blocking sleds and things like that, he shows his good hands. He shows his explosiveness. What I would say is that I do think he probably needs to continue to get in that weight room and, you know, build his strength a little bit, although I think he has amazing functional strength. You just want to see him maybe just looking a little bit more muscular, shall we say. So that's something that, you know, that I had noticed, and I even asked him about that. And he did say that he will be doing whatever, whatever it takes, and he was going to attach himself to the hip of Myles Garrett. And boy, if you want to learn how to be a warrior in the weight room, that's the guy to follow. So I think some of those things will happen with him, but he looked good. I thought Carson Schlesinger looked really good. You know, you can tell sometimes when a player is picking things up very quickly, and you can tell when they have to be told something three times instead of one time. And I remember back when I watched JOK in the rookie camp, I really felt like his high football acumen really came through right from the start. And I saw that with Carson Schlesinger as well. So these are some of the things that you pick up. The running backs, you know, I feel like running back is one position where you can really look early on in a rookie camp and see how it's going to translate to the pro game. And these two guys look like they're going to be fast. They look like Dylan especially has some good hands. They look explosive, and I just think the running game is going to be very exciting this year.
All right, Mary Kay, you know I love the underdog story, and I know we can sit here and talk about all the draft picks, but I love the fact that people are talking about Luke Floria, the kid that from Mentor that played at Kent State that was impressive this weekend with the rookies. What kind of a battle does he have to even just keep continuing to make sure that he – I mean, I know he's got a contract, but, you know, what is he – is there a chance he could make the 53 or could be on the practice squad? The story to me is fantastic, and I'd love to see this kid have the opportunity. It also looked like he looked good. He had to have looked good in rookie camp to even have this opportunity.
No, yeah, he did. He looked good. It's a great opportunity. Of course, you're pulling for him. He's a Golden Flash. He's a local. He's from Mentor, and he had a really, really nice camp. In fact, you guys may have seen my tweet where I almost got taken out by that touchdown catch of his. I was filming it, and I just really wanted to get that catch, and I forgot that I might actually also get just knocked into the fence. But
I've been there, done that. It does not feel good.
Yes, I could.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, that did not happen because I would probably be on IR now for the season. But
as long as you had the right shoes on, Mary Kay, that's what's important.
Oh, I did not have the right shoes on. Oh, no, 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 no. But anyway, so, yes, you're pulling for a guy like that. And the thing about these tryout receivers is they need some bodies. They need some bodies at receiver because they have a four-way quarterback competition going. And I tweeted this out yesterday. They've got four quarterbacks to get ready and to see what they can do, at least in the early going. As I mentioned before, you have to make it so that these guys are on somewhat of an even playing field so that they can show out the best they possibly can. So they needed some of these guys. They're probably going to need more of those guys. And then we'll see how it goes.
How do you get a, you have a feel for how Kevin Stefanski is going to handle, you know, those four guys? They're, you know, two guys are rookies. One guy's been around forever. The other guy has not had the opportunity, you know, maybe to write the chapter yet that, okay, is he or is he not an NFL quarterback? I think the way they're going to have to handle this, and you've laid out some of it, Mary Kay, is going to be critical for the entire team. And I just wonder what Tommy Rees, I wonder what Kevin, I wonder Bill Musgrave, I just wonder how they're going to approach this because it's a huge situation for the team right now.
Well, they have a good plan, and they already have the plan in place, and they have to because practices are going on now. Even though we are not out there until May 28th, it's go time now. They are out there working hard. Now, it's not seven, you know, it's not 11 on 11s yet or anything like that. They're in the very early stages, but they have a very, very good plan of how they are going to break this down. Now, the one player who probably needs fewer reps than the others is Joe Flacco. So if you necessarily see Joe Flacco going third or fourth, it might not be because that's how they are ranking him or where they view him. It might just be because you know that you have to get those other three guys more reps to assimilate into this scheme and to get some chemistry down with these particular receivers. And he's got, you know, 17 years under his belt. And so if they take a few reps away from him, that's not going to harm him very much.
All right, Mary Kay, so, I got a couple more. JOK, I just want to make sure we get that in so we talk about that for a second. Your thoughts on you know, he's out for the season and just, you know, his future.
Well, I'm so glad that he walked away from that injury. Yeah. It was great to see him walk in to the facility on April 22nd in good spirits. And I hope that he can come back and play football again. But we've always wondered if that was ever going to happen once we saw that injury and the aftermath. So I don't know if he's going to be back. He doesn't know. The Browns don't know. But thank goodness that he is healthy and safe. And I know that whatever he chooses to do, if it's football or if it's not, that he's going to completely knock it out of the park because he's just an amazing human being.
All right, Jeff is concerned that Kirk Cousins is going to be our starting quarterback in London when the Browns take on Minnesota.
Going up against the Vikings, Mary Kay.
He's
what
very
a story.
Pumped for this.
What a story.
Your thoughts on the London announcement today?
Well, looking forward to going back to London, so I'm excited about that. I think it'll be a lot of fun. It is kind of funny that they are playing the Vikings again, but there's a lot of good energy between these two football teams. They've got some crossover people. Kevin spent most of his career there. Of course, they went 14-3 last year, but this year they will have a new quarterback. Sam Darnold is gone. And so anxious to see how this is going to play out. And it's pretty early on in the season, and they're going to be able to test themselves against one of the best teams in the NFL.
All right, Mary Kay, last question. I'm going to ask you this every week when we talk to you. Give us Mary Kay's depth chart at quarterback.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just going to keep it the same way that it has been since I talked about this before the rookie camp, and that's I'm going Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and then I would have Joe and Shador tied after those two.
Ooh, we have a tie. We have a tie. Okay. All right. Well, now we know. It's a fun game. I think we can play it, you know, left and right here until they finally make some decisions. Mary Kay, as always, thank you for talking to us. We appreciate you. And, of course, we're reading you every day in the PlainDealerInCleveland.com. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.